Claims, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Radio Big Butt Sears 28, Gay Ghost. We just got back from Maine, and man, what a trip that was. First of all, Big Butt was on the tour, and this idiot brings Bobos, and the first thing we do when we get there is go into 2 feet of snow and watch snowmobile dudes, and they were frozen within, what, 5 minutes?
They were frozen before we got there, but he was... His feet were like icicles.
It was like wearing slippers.
Yeah.
And I was there. We were doing a bunch of appearances and then a few, after parties and stuff like that.
And it was a great time.
The first night we go, we were in Portland, Maine, and Franz gets all drunk. We kick his door down in the hotel room. And we start beating him up, and he was blacked out drunk, and he jumped on the wrong person, broke his finger, and then he went to the hospital, and then you wanted to press charges on us.
Yeah, well, they were, you know what happened?
What the fuck are you thinking?
Well, you know what happened was, wait, before anyone's like, oh, Franz is a drunken asshole, can't handle his alcohol, here's the deal. I was exercising good judgment, knowing we had to be up the next day, by going to bed early. Now, so there I am, passed out, blacked out, asleep. You guys start jumping on me. All's fair in love and war. We're hitting each other. I got a chipped tooth. I punch you and Novak in the face. Everything was cool. One of the roadies tackles me. I get a snap finger. I go to the hospital, and those guys are like... And one of the roadies said the stupidest-ass thing to the people at the hospital. They were like, no, this guy's had a little too much to drink. And he was attacked in his sleep. It's totally cool, though. And so they're like, so you were
attacked in your sleep.
Yeah, so he's like, whoa, so you were attacked? I'm like, yeah, I guess I was attacked. They're like, do you know who did it? Yeah, I guess I know who did it. Well, we normally call the police. Should we call the police? Yeah, I guess we should call the police. Luckily, Mike, who owns Mix's Bar, had the wisdom of Solomon and saying, look, I'm an ex-cop. Don't call the police. Everything's cool. Like, it got mellowed up. But there was a brief time when everyone could have gone to jail if had it not been for Mike at Mixer's Bar. So thank God. Thank God it ended up. Yikes. I got the busted finger. It's going to be okay in 2 weeks, ladies.
I know. You got the cast on it now. You had two popsicle sticks on it, too.
Yeah. I had popsicle sticks holding it together for 2 days.
I had no sympathy for you whatsoever. I'm like... A broken pinky, who the fuck cares? Pinkies don't even count. I've broken my fingers numerous amounts of time. You're being a pussy.
No. The best time, and we got it on tape, was I'm like waiting for these douchebags to take me to the hospital, and you guys are like instigating it for the camera more and more. You're like, Franz, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you motherfuckers, blah, blah, blah. Jocasa is holding me back. There was a brief time when I was seriously out for blood trying to get you, and I'm like, you know what? I need a timeout. So I walk down the hall to get my timeout, not realizing that it's a dead end.
It's a fucking dead end. He's storming out. Fuck you guys, man. You guys are fucking assholes. Then he storms down
it's
the
three
hallway.
Three times it's humiliating.
Dead end. And then he comes back. I'm like, where are you going? You're all mad and you're just going to have to come right back past us.
So yeah, as if it wasn't humiliating enough, get made fun of fucking Novak's queer ass. And like, you know, Bam sitting there instigating the whole thing for the camera. If that wasn't bad enough, I went to have my timeout. Hit a dead end knowing that I would have to come back and pass the dudes who are making fun of me, them knowing that I had hit a dead end and had to come back and pass them. I was like, ooh, you motherfuckers.
You forgot about smashing Bam's head into the wall.
Oh, yeah. What happened? I don't hardly
Dude,
remember
you freaked
that.
Out. You punched me right in my fucking eye when it was open.
I'm
out
sorry.
Of nowhere.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that? What did he do?
Dude, these guys.
Because I.
They punked
in
me
a
out.
Nice way,
they
beat him up
out.
In his sleep.
They punked me out. Yeah, and I
beat
drunk.
Him up in his sleep, and he was all bent out of shape, and he just goes whap right in my fucking
no,
eye.
No, I was fine. We were all laughing until that happened. It's when I went back to bed, realized my finger was broken, got up, and then I was just a mad drunk, which I'm normally not a mad drunk. I'm a very happy drunk, but at that particular time, I was mad. And then you were like looking at your black eye in the mirror, And someone told me I came up and just grabbed you and smacked your head against the wall. I was like, fuck you, Pam Margera.
You did.
But anyway, but then as I was getting hauled off to the hospital, you're like, fuck you. Like, I'm like, fuck you, let's leave. Meaning, let's go to the hospital. But you thought I was leaving the tour like
a
pussy.
Then I spit in your face.
Yeah, you spit in my face and you're like, fuck you, Franz. You're nothing better than Darren Miller. Leave Darren Miller. Oh, wow. But you're going to have to come back and deal with us, Darren Miller. And I was like,
Because he left the CKY tour. I'm like, you can't leave in the middle of this. You have to be friends with me for three more days, man.
And I didn't go. That sounds like it was a drama filled.
I love drama, though.
No, the next day it was fine, right? We woke up, everything was fine.
Dude, I love the drama.
Yeah. We got good fucking footage.
Well, here we
are
talking about it right now, so why not?
But you took the footage, though.
Yeah, and what are you going to do with it? You stole the tape from Chioda, and you're going to edit it. You're
going to
edit out the parts that are the best.
No,
you're probably looking like an idiot.
Me getting humiliated is the best part of that whole thing.
Yeah,
we
see it.
You know what? Shit Goose needs to edit it, and then you need to edit it, and then we'll watch them both and see which one is
better. I already
better.
Had it edited, though. I edited that night, and then the next morning, he goes in my computer and erases it. I was like, oh,
I thought the cops still drunk. I thought the cops were coming. I was like, I got to erase the evidence.
Wait, what wasn't I saying? Jacazo was like, so what's going on? I'm like, dude, he's like a wild animal, man. Yeah. I'm like, you can't control him. And I just look at the camera like,
Him storming off. Remember the part when it was all going down, Bam starts fighting the lampshade?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it was after I hit you and got up, and you were like holding your eye, but you were like, I'm kicking something, I'm kicking something. And you were beating the shit out of the lampshade. It was like you're kicking the lamp. You remember doing
that? Well, we were at the Best Western, so it was probably pretty cheap.
Yeah, it was a $20 lamp. But Chicasso, you were very diplomatic because you were holding me back, and I was getting so frustrated because I couldn't get to these guys.
Dude, I knew it wasn't you anymore. You were a demon, dude. I was like, somebody's
you were blacked out and you were being a demon.
You were a demon. You went demon on us, dude.
It was a good time, though. Hear, hear.
Hear.
Yeah. I'm the only one drinking. Hear, hear. All right.
So Novak's on the way, and also Travis Knight. The porn star's here as well, and I'm going to bring him on when Novak shows up because we have a nice treat. You know what? Novak's not here, so I could say it.
Say it. Go ahead, say it.
Travis is going to have to knock out Novak in a nice way. Dude, look at him. He looks like an ultimate fighter, though, doesn't he?
I wouldn't fuck with Travis, dude.
All right, I'm playing a Cradle of Filth song. This is off their new album, Godspeed on the Devil's Thunder. This is Radio Bam, Series 28, Function.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I was saying we were just on a trip in Maine, and Chioda, the camera assistant.
Cameraman. Camera boy.
This
he
I
got
seen.
Some girl after this club, and he takes her into the RV bathroom. I happen to open up the door at the worst possible moment ever because...
Or the best one.
He lasted 37 seconds, and the girl... When I opened up the door, this is what I hear. I took my tampon out for that.
Yeah. Dude, you know what was even better than that, though? Is when he brought the girl on the bus, there's like a bed in the background. So like, I crawl on there, like Chioto's after me with the girl. I crawl on the bed. And not realizing that I'm sleeping on a human being, which is G. He's like, yo, man, what the fuck, man? I'm like, oh, sorry, G. So then Chioda brings her back there. And I'm like, I better act like I'm asleep. This is going to be good. So I'm sitting there laughing, shaking. He lays her down on the bed. They're making out. They're going for it. And then all of a sudden, imagine being this girl being brought on a tour bus, being laid down on the bed. And all of a sudden, the bed grows an upper body with a camera taking pictures, which is G. Snap, snap, snap. Then all of a sudden, the big fluorescent ugly hospital light goes on, and she turns around, and Takasa's there with a camera, now directing the situation. So it's like, imagine just being a nice, innocent girl, being brought onto the back of a tour bus, being laid down on a bed, realizing you're sleeping on a human being who is now taking pictures of you, and you turn around, there's a dude with video, and then there's a third dude on the bed acting like he's asleep, laughing his ass off. She looks around at all this, and she shrugs, accepts it as a normality, and just goes for it.
The best part about it is, after their 37-second sex romp, he lost the condom in her pussy.
I heard about that.
Now he has to go digging around through... What?
I am not stepping foot on that RV. Dude,
Missy needs a hazmat outfit to get on the RV.
Blood on the pillow.
On the pillow.
It was Big Butt's pillow. So he took it home.
The pillow that you took home or the pillow that I bought for the bus?
No, it was mine.
Yeah, no, that. Okay, but that pillow has been rubbing everywhere, though.
You know, a great addendum to that story is that Chioto found the condom with a pen light.
What do you mean?
That's how he had to dig it out.
The infrared
flashlight.
Somebody had a pen light? Yeah. Now, is this on film?
If Takasa was around, probably.
No, we got it on film.
He actually looked in her body with a pen light.
Yeah.
Like a gynecologist exam.
Hey, man, I wasn't there.
The worst part about it was, though, that bathroom is the pit. It's like a piss sauna. It's like, you know the saunas with the rocks, and then you pour the water on the rocks, and the steam comes out?
Yeah.
It's like someone pissed on the rocks.
That's where all the heat goes. The heat goes in there.
There's two heat vents in the RV, and one goes directly into the bathroom, and the other one goes out the back. So the back is like super heated, and the bathroom is majorly heated, and all that piss, it's just heat piss. And then the front is cold.
Tondo, when you piss in the bathroom, you see piss steam coming up through the hole.
You didn't throw up in that toilet, did you?
I threw up in the toilet.
Because you had a little stomach flow.
I know. I barfed in it.
So it was like hot barf and
it was
piss
barfy hot
and
piss.
Everyone had sex in there.
Chioto's getting a boner in there. You got no business getting a boner in steamy hot vomit piss.
Franz, you're sniffing asses that night, too.
Dude, you're a creepy old man.
I talk like five girls, and I was like, we got to do something crazy for the camera. Like, what are we going to do? I'm like, I'm going to put my face in your ass.
Franz's method to getting girls, it's not like sweet talking them and then trying to French them. No, it's sniffing their ass right
away.
It's
not the sniffing. It's just when you, which is something about when you have your face that close to a woman, you feel very safe. You feel like there's no problems in the world. <What? laughs>
Talk to her after 5 minutes of you sniffing her ass. She got a little creeped out.
Her brother was.
Why wouldn't she creeped out after? Yeah, her brother was in the same room.
Her brother was right there.
And what did he say?
He didn't even care, I don't think.
I don't know. I think he did, but didn't say anything.
Yeah, of course he cared. It was his sister. No, but they were good sports. But how do I actually talk these girls into it? Like, it's like, yo, I'm going to put my face in your ass. It's for the video. Okay. What is that?
I got photos of it. It's pretty funny.
Here. Here's the girls' asses.
Dude, you're a frumper. When girls bike up to 7-Eleven and they leave the bike there, you go up and smell the seat.
No, it's not. It's not.
That's
about,
called a frumper.
No, it's not the smell. It's just
radio
something
frumper
about,
series 28. Gay
something
goes.
About a woman's ass. I'm telling you, it's just. Well, I've said too much.
Hey, right. if your house was haunted and there was a gay ghost in there, would you be frightened?
A gay ghost? No, I'd feel more comfortable with a gay
ghost. And he walks around with his arms like T-Rex. He goes,
I'd rather have that than a monster haunting the house, for fuck's sake. It's Richard Simmons ghost versus Poltergeist. I'm going Richard. I'm going with Rich, dude. We're going to aerobicize.
Whoa. All right. I'm going to play. You know what? Amon Amarth just got booked at the Note, and it's coming up in March. And this is a pure Viking metal band from Sweden. So we're going to have to rock out to this. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to Travis Knight, the porn star.
Yeah, and Travis.
Also with Novak, because they have a medium quarrel. He's going to have to get punched.
What's Novak's ETA?
Actually showing up?
Yeah, he's on the way. He said he's going to be 10 minutes late,
Let's
but it's already
him.
Been 10 minutes.
Let's
no, I'll call him on air.
Oh, this is going to be good.
All right, here we go. Amon Amarth, Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Hey, Travis is here, porn star, and maybe you should have a dick off with Franz.
So, Travis, so tell us exactly what went down between you and Brandon, because everyone's dying to know.
What went down?
Well, it's hard. You can't really tell the whole story here, but, well, maybe we can.
It's been told already on here, though.
Well, he's supposed to give fucking, Novak was supposed to give Travis his ID for, what, 3 months or something ridiculous, and he kept beating around the bush, and...
Well, he didn't have it that day. He signed all the release forms, didn't have his ID, said, I'll get it to you tomorrow, kept going on. Then I've been so busy, the movie's ready to be released.
And the movie's called?
Fantastic Horrors 4.
Fantastic Horrors 4.
Are you fucking in it?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, there was a threesome in the,
Treetop
Fast Eddie's Treetop Casino. Then there was another threesome in the skate barn. And then there was a blowjob during a paintball fight.
It happens.
Wait a minute. I got to ask you something. Somebody gave you a gay porn in Finland as a joke.
No.
And you watched it.
Well... Actually, Travis, maybe you can help the fans discern if I'm homosexual.
Did you even
or not.
Know?
Well, here's what happened. And you know, Peter North, Shawn Michaels, these are film stars who are male, who are males, but in straight porn. Okay, so I get a someone hands me off this movie. It's like Porn Stars Day Off. I'm like, sounds good, you know. So the first scene is Peter North, and he's looking at a magazine, and he's jerking off to the magazine. I'm like, okay, I get it. The girl in the magazine's gonna come in the room, and it's gonna happen. And he's jerking off, and he's jerking off. 10 minutes into the porn, he comes. I'm like, okay, okay, I get it. So this is leading up to the next step, the next scene where he's like, yeah, I didn't get any pussy, and then blah blah blah. Well, then it's Shawn Michaels. And he's in like a hot tub thing, and he takes some shaving cream, and he's putting all over his dick and his balls and his ass.
Ew.
And I'm like, okay, I get it. There's going to be a girl come in, and she's going to help him shave. Well, he shaves the dick, the balls, and the ass, and the scene ends. And I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for the... Now, the next scene is a guy in a gym. Again, jerking off to a porn. It was so... It's about 35 minutes into the porn when I realize I'm watching a gay porn. Now, is this my defenses not wanting to admit that I enjoyed watching the gay porn? Or have I fallen victim to a sick prank?
Why didn't you fast forward?
I think that's...
There wasn't fast forwarding involved, but not the whole way. I did watch some.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, when's a girl going to come in, right?
So, I think that's borderline gay, because really? I've been asked to do that myself and never did. One thing that I did do, Gina and this hot Asian chick were getting it on, mm-hmm. and they were like, no, you can't, we don't want any dick, la la. So I took Gina's blow up doll, and as a joke.
I just watched that yesterday.
As a joke.
Maybe you're gay.
She's like, you can't fuck me, but you can fuck my friend. And I'm well, let me see your friend. And she brings out this blow up doll.
Right.
So I fucked the blow up doll. And I was like, I'm
going to do
her
Gina
in the
Lynn,
ass.
Gina Lynn like blow up doll, right?
It took a half a bottle of lube to get I got stuck in the ass. It was that tight.
And I love it when that happens.
I was just like, oh, fuck. And I blew my load all over the blow up doll. And then this Asian girl ate it all off. That was pretty
hot. So wait a minute.
That's not
so
gay.
So wait,
though.
Does that mean I'm gay or not?
Yeah. Borderline.
But
borderline.
I might be bi, is what you're saying.
You have homosexual tendencies.
I got you. Well, it happens.
Do you film more in PA or in LA?
Lately, PA.
Yeah? How do you find the girls?
Every day I probably get like 10 emails of girls taking pictures of themselves. Some are pretty nasty, but...
Now, are there like, do you do like HIV tests and things?
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's a very risky business.
Yeah, we have to. I won't shoot them unless they get tested.
Are these DNA tests and things?
PCR DNA, yeah.
Now, when you saw Novak's DNA, were you frightened?
I had Hep B, ladies and gentlemen, but I took interferon and now it's gone.
I actually didn't get to the end of it because it was like 10 pages long. But it said detected, cleared. So he was definitely taking medication.
And Novak's DNA was so fucked up that like he broke the scale on which DNA is rated. He was it's like going to an 11 on a Richter scale is the VD scale with Novak. Unbelievable.
Lane is liaison. How's that go?
Oh God, it's right there. It's the worst painting in the world. Look at it. You can't even barely read it.
Love is out.
Pain is an Allison, but Lane is a turn. Lane is tribal.
Wait, I thought love is Allison, pain is Persian. He's but trying Lane to. Is always tribal.
It's the worst painting on earth. Yeah. What a fag.
I thought you guys were setting me up because you sat me on the couch over here with these three like teens. I thought this was like a casting couch behind me.
Maybe.
Could be.
Maybe.
Let's look at some IDs here.
I
try
to be nice. I'm like, what's your name? I'm Nasty. I'm like, oh, okay.
Break out the video camera.
I'm like, oh, what did I get into now?
Let's get this party started.
What? Yeah. Oh shit.
Buddy Bill, did you get in some kind of scrap lately?
Yeah, man. This guy had
look who I'm asking.
He got his jaw broken and he had rubber bands up and down his teeth. He couldn't even eat any food or anything. He'd show up to the note, try to have a conversation with me and other people, and nobody could understand what he's saying.
Buddy Bill, what happened?
So you're asking me questions, and I'm on the sex tip right now. After the Viking Skulls video, I was thinking about the chick from like South Carolina that came back with my chick.
All right.
Okay, what were we talking about?
We were talking about you were recently in a brawl. Again.
All right, there I go. Sticking up for friends. Yeah.
So you're sticking up for... You were minding your own business, going to the grocery store, buying milk for your babies, and what happened?
After I bought the milk, we went back with the bottle of Sailor Jerry. Come back, and motherfuckers started with my friends. I was like, oh, I'm sitting on the couch. All right, I'm going to get my friends. Look, I'm going to take my friends. We're going to get out of here. I see you ain't going to get along. So me and my one buddy went out the back door. My other buddy went... Oh, my jaw's vibrating as I talk. We go out the back catwalk and come down. These motherfuckers are following us. Next thing I know, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And I look, my one buddy ran around the side of these motherfuckers. So I'm like, I ain't running. I ain't even fucking do nothing.
Doing the honorable thing.
These fucking skinheads jumped out of this car that just passed me. Oh. So I had eight in a row behind me. Two skinheads, big motherfuckers, in front of me. I was like, I turned around, I looked at the eight. Just like I turned around and look at you, hot stuff.
Doc Martin to the face.
I was like, these fucking two skinheads in front of me are going to be more problems than the eight behind me. So,
did you get a good shit ass whooping?
Oh, yeah.
They did a Doc Martin stomp on you?
The third time I got up after the Doc Martin stomp.
Your jaw still isn't right. You're slurring words.
I got to get rewired.
Did they kicked you when you were down in the face?
Dude, I was looking
right. That's not right.
And then I took the kick, and next thing I know, I was staring at a car tire. I was like, can't stay here long. I grabbed the hood of the car and fucking pulled up. And I was like, yeah! Come on, you motherfuckers! What you up with the 101? Okay, 2-on-1. And there was like three sets of 2-on-1s in front of me, and I'm like... All right, 2-on-1. And I just fucking scared everybody the fuck out of my path. Went looking for my backpack with my Sailor Jerry in there.
At what point did you realize your jaw was hurt?
When I went up to my other buddy, I found a half block up. I was like, he's like, yo, what? And then dude came out the front door. I was like, oh, I don't recognize him. And then the second dude, I was like, you were there.
Remember that boxing match that you had in Wilmington that turned into a big fucking... It was like the whole place turned into a big brawl.
Guns were out.
Every tasers. Police officer in Wilmington, Delaware was at this... What was the hotel, you remember?
The Doubletree.
Yeah.
Dude, they were tasing motherfuckers. They were...
Yeah, they because the coach... I remember how it all happened. So I go to see Buddy Bill have a fight, and the coach is, like, so amped up on coke or something like that, and he's like, you better fucking kick his head, like, talking so loud and all this stuff, and the cop's like, you better calm down. He's like, I'm the coach. I have to fucking get him amped up to get
right.
beat his ass, and then the cop... just whips out a taser gun and starts tasering the guy. Then the whole crowd starts beating the shit out of everybody. Dude, it was a disaster.
I was so scared.
Really? You were scared?
Yeah, that was. It was like a full blown riot, and it was just me and who was with us? Seth and Selena.
Seth and Selena, yeah.
No, I had two bodyguards for you guys from the autograph shit, and then I had two guys on you, and they left you guys, and then you guys were defending for yourselves.
I literally ran out of there.
Dude, it was fucked up.
And you didn't even get to fight. You were so amped to fight, you didn't even get to fight.
Out of 15 fights,
did you still get paid?
They were going to make me the 14th fight, a main event. And I was like, fuck no, I can't fucking wait this long to fucking die. Sorry, I'm squeezing you, but
no,
I'm
okay.
I can't wait 14. I got a drink. All my friends are drinking. Knock me down. They're like, okay, the 11th fight. I'm like, no. The 7th fight. No. And then they knocked me down to like the 6th fight, and the fucking riot broke out in the 5th fuck at the end of the 5th fight. I was like, I'm right outside of the ring, right at John.
Remember you beat me up twice in one night because I stopped you? I remember he was going to fight
his dick
at Coyote or whatever it was. He was going to fight the bouncer. I get in between. He starts, Buddy Bill grabs me and starts jacking me up. Motherfucker, let me at him. Starts beating me the fuck up. Then we go out. You want to fight somebody else. I get in the way. You're like, fuck, let me at him. You took your fucking cigarette, put it out on my neck, and start jacking me up. Said, I'm going to fucking kill you guys. I'm going to fucking kill you guys. I'm going
to
fucking jack him the fuck up.
Listening to me.
No, back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what? I'm live on air. I can't tell you.
I'll tell him.
Hold on. Mitch is going to tell you. Hang on. Idiot.
Well, it's right. A game.
You know what? Actually, there's some phone calls that we're going to take, and I think they're about Novak, and he's going to be here in a few minutes. So,
And callers, please turn your radios off and just listen to the phone.
All right. I'm going to play a song from Dark Light. This is him. It's called Drunk on Shadows. Radio BAM Series 20.
Shadows and lost in light. action.
Yo, Novak. Novak just showed up. Here, over there. Over there, moron. That one.
Travis, let's get you wired up. Come on, buddy.
There's a phone call, and it's a question about Novak. Let's take it.
Hi, caller. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
What's going on?
What up, man? It's Novak.
What up, bro? Hey, well, first of all, Travis, I asked you to mentor for even being graced on by Novak, because he is like the Keith Richards of STDs, so.
Travis who? Do I know him?
He's sitting right next to you, fucking moron.
I didn't know if it meant Travis Pastrana or this Travis.
Anyway, you guys said that Travis was supposed to be able to knock Novak out, right?
Well, he was going to give me a... Travis, last time I talked to you, you were going to give me a dirt nap, and I didn't know what that was. So explain to the caller.
How do you not know what a dirt nap is?
I never heard of it either.
Thank you, Franz.
What
never
is
heard.
It?
What was it?
What's a dirt nap?
What was that? What were you going to do, Travis?
Show
him what a dirt nap is.
No, I'm not getting buried.
No,
right
it's
now.
So easy. Just show him what it is.
You want to see what it is?
Yeah.
It's simple.
I going to get knocked out?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm this morning.
What's going to happen? Just explain it first.
No, you got to stand up.
What's a dirt nap? Stand up.
Dude. Novak is looking very nervous here, ladies and gentlemen.
What? I care about my teeth way too much.
I want to get the teeth.
What are you going to do?
Should I do it or no?
Yeah, why not?
We gotta fix
it. Oh, man. You know what? That was such a fucking good hit. Dude, you're like an ultimate fighter. Look at his arms.
Dude, that was...
How did that feel?
That was fast.
No, he just got his.
You know what? G just got that on film, so you guys can see it.
Right. Travis is helping Novak up. Travis is helping him up. See, Travis, a real gentleman.
You have a bloody mouth.
I've never been hit that hard in my life. Prison punch didn't even do that to me.
Dude, you're
serious?
Bleeding.
I swear to God.
Dude, you have blood down your
Take
neck.
Take a microphone.
What did you hit? I thought you hit him in the eye.
Dude, you hit me in here. Dude,
I'm probably
not.
Let me see your tongue.
Dude, there's blood dripping down your shirt.
Gee, how can people see this?
You got blood.
All right, go to BamMargera.com. Schedule section, and you'll see the clip.
Oh, what the fuck?
He's bleeding.
You're bleeding all over. Get the front. Get him from the front. There's blood.
That was a fucking ultimate fighter punch.
Holy shit.
You know what? He pulled the punch, though. He didn't hit you as hard as he could. You pulled it. I could tell.
Thanks for holding back.
Novak, look this way. Look over here.
Yo,
holy
I just
shit.
Want to forewarn everybody.
There's blood
here,
all down your fucking neck.
Now, Travis, please explain. Please put the headset on and explain to everyone why exactly did you do this?
Travis. Because
yeah, he was beating around the bush for 3 fucking months, and then he missed a deadline.
Yeah, a deadline.
Wait, Travis is a gentleman. He's handing Novak a paper towel. Go ahead, Travis. Why did this happen?
I want the blood. It makes me look cooler.
It does. You actually look badass.
It's Pete Doherty style.
Can I get a picture of this for my MySpace?
That's an extra $100.
You fuck.
So there was a fight about money?
No, there was no fight at all. It was just... It was a deadline.
Novak being a Novak.
I was supposed to get his ID, and then he kept beating around the bush. Then he needed money, and he extortion.
Novak was in your movie.
You pulled a dick
ass
move,
this thing
and
in my ass. Hold
now I got in. Now I got your money. You're going to get your money, and I'm going to get my ID.
Exactly.
But
on my defense, you fucked up that day because you should have asked for my ID that
I did.
Day.
You didn't have it. You said you were going to email it to me the next day.
I got it now.
Good.
You said you were going to email me the next day.
Dude, I don't even know. I can pawn a computer. I don't know how to email dick.
Audience, just so you know, Novak made an appearance in Travis's feature film porn. What was it called?
Blah, blah, blah.
Whores on tour. What was it?
Franz, don't get me started on you, dude.
I'm just trying to help.
That you're pulling a Jedi mind trick and knock it off.
I'm trying to explain. The listeners have no idea why you're fighting.
I'm going to start a fight with you, and I'll tell them why if you don't want me to.
What did I do?
What did you do? You want me to tell you what you do?
Tell him.
Don't tell.
Tell him.
Obviously,
tell him what
it's
he does.
Sex story.
But
creepy old man, right? Tell him. What? Oh, no.
Yeah, you're lucky I can't tell because
who
it's
farted?
Bad. It's your bad. It. But you know.
Okay.
Leave it alone.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. So, now, I thought a dirt nap was me getting Bam said it's me getting buried alive in the dirt. I didn't expect.
Well, you
was...
did, but there was no dirt there.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, what the fuck could this possibly be? A dirt, like, so then I'm expecting, like, a slap to the face or a punch, I fucking broke something, dude. That was harder than any punch. I've been in a
dude, that was a good-ass punch.
Dude, I bet. You better. Did what? You get it on film, dude?
Yeah, go to BamMargera.com and you can see it. In the schedule section.
Holy shit.
When are you going to have it up, shit goose?
Forewarning, this is Buddy Bro. Later tonight. Anybody fucking hits me with my broken jaw, I'm cutting you.
Dude, you like that? I brought my bodyguard Jimmy over there, but he's not packing tonight, so I'm not going to make, you know, everything. You're lucky. I'm carrying bodyguards around, and he's serious, but I'm going to let it. Jimmy, we're going to let this slide, all right, dude?
He just said he doesn't want to be involved.
We're going to let it slide, Jimmy.
You want to get on the air, Jimmy?
Said he doesn't want to
Jimmy,
be involved.
Just tell him we're going to. Yeah, that's my bodyguard. We're going to let it slide.
What you got, Jimmy?
Jimmy, tell him we're letting that slide, dude.
We're letting it slide.
That's my new bodyguard.
We're letting it slide.
How much you paying him? How much you paying him?
I got $1,000 as he lets it slide.
How much you paying him?
We work out. We work it out. That's
the
man right there.
Well, the thing is, I'm broke as a joke. And I'm not paying him no nothing. He's going to have to be my bodyguard for free.
Man, so what's going on, guys?
Well, we were talking about all the different diseases you got. Now you're bleeding down the fucking
I got
neck.
Rabies, scabies, herp, warts, welts, AIDS, now half the alphabet.
And now you're bleeding down your neck.
I'm
you going to hang out.
I'm a walking, making machine. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Did you have a herpes on your fucking lip when
you
kissing Boo?
Shut the fuck up. Your voice just annoys me.
I love you. Not so much.
Who gave him a mic? Take that away from him.
Novak, how about Yoda humping?
Oh, no.
Put you.
Did you already tell a story about
yeah,
me?
Yeah, we talked about it, yeah. But it's fucking great.
All right, but I got the condom back. I don't want that.
Hey.
I got the condom back. I saw it. So there's no bitch rubbing.
And there's blood all over, all over Big Butt's pillow.
Oh, that was hilarious.
What did you do
that
with the
hilarious.
Pillow? You're the biggest
I washed it. I got my mom to
You're
wash it.
You're the biggest pussy I ever met in my life.
Come on, man. I said hi to you. I pounded you.
Oh, shut
attack
up.
Me.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't attack me. You got a haircut.
Ding, ding, ding. He's in a fighting mood now.
I know.
He just got punched. Big Butt, you better watch
me.
Out.
I'm about to give you my body.
Ding, ding,
my bodyguard.
You know you don't want
to
fight
My bodyguard's about to do what he just did to me if you don't watch him out.
You even said you don't want to fight me. He said he doesn't want to fight with me. I showed him my moves.
Well, yeah, my bodyguard will take your boots in a fucking second.
Your bodyguard just said he didn't want to be involved.
Trust me, I just give him a wink and it's involved.
You just gave me a wink.
You just winked at him. What does that mean? You want to make out with him?
Back to the story at hand.
You feel like licking any assholes tonight?
Let me see. I
got to think. That's my department.
Why don't you lick Chikazo's asshole? He has a six-pack.
Oh, never let me. I need this job. I got to see who I'm talking to. How do I get this bitch
hey,
up?
Man.
So anyways, look, tell your fucking mom you're so worried about a little red stain on a pillow
it's
sheet
gross.
To spend an extra 50 cents for good detergent, you cheap fuck.
Good detergent? She washed it before you got bloody pussy all
so
over.
So if you spend an extra 50 cents,
it would have protected it.
Instead of get the non-generic detergent, it might come
wait,
out.
Wait, that was Chioda who was humping her.
No, it was yours.
Well, fucking, just tell your mom to stop.
I think it was your saggy pussy asshole.
Tell your mom to stop pinching pennies. And
I think it was your saggy pussy asshole.
Would you stop cutting me off? Tell your mom to stop. Tell your mom to stop pinching pennies and buy Tide and shit instead of that giant brand soap detergent.
Novak just endorsed Tide. They must be proud.
Go call them up and ask for a paycheck.
Who?
Tide.
Tide. Give me your number. Yeah, man.
All right, man. I'm playing 69 Eyes. And
what's
you know
that?
What? They're coming to the note, too.
When?
I'm thinking April.
You're not going to come. What are you asking when for?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well,
Ming Hags is done. I get out of the house now.
No, we're shooting two music videos with 69 Eyes in PA in April, so they're going to be playing at the note as well. Fuck it. Let's play it. This song is called Angels.
Angels?
Yeah, Hoof. All right, Radio Bam 618 Faction.
G-Unit.
Is Aspate here?
humans left here but the sun. The human race is on the run. The ancient gods should have told. The earth has never felt this old. Oh. Son of a bitch, speaking with the mouth of a whore, riding with the horsemen of war.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band. Turn it up. Faction.
All right, there's not much time left, but Novak did just get punched out. He has a bloody ass mouth over there in the corner.
Dude, I've been in a lot.
Tape's glitchy. What do you mean?
I don't know. It's glitchy.
You fuck.
Well, we're going to have to figure it out.
We got to do it again then.
Dude, I got this.
Fuck you, fat boy.
Yeah, I got this telemarketing call of this old fucking lady who's so fed up that she got 20 telemarketing calls in a matter of 1 hour, and she's furious. Let's play it.
Jim, my house has been broken into. I need to talk to your lawyer. I just called my lawyer.
What state are you from, ma'am?
It doesn't make any difference. You don't get to ask me any questions. I was just abused. I can call you any swear name. I need your first and last name.
Swear name.
And believe me, there are consequences. It was to the point where I actually had an appendix rupture.
Wow.
Because of telemarketing calls. It's illegal. You're arrested. You're a hater. Her life is right. I need your first and last name. The police are listening.
Okay. My name's Alex.
What's your last name?
I don't get my last name.
You called my house. Then let me talk to your supervisor. The police are ready.
Okay, I actually am a supervisor here. I can help you.
You broke a law. You did a felony arrest. You called my number. I used to be an EMT. People died because my answering machine was full. You don't have to get your last name, Alex.
It's great.
Not if I don't want to. Are the police really listening in on this?
What?
Are the police really
listening? Yes, they want me to get you. You bet. Wait, you can hear it in a minute. You can hear the click. You guys? I heard a click.
I didn't hear a click.
I didn't hear a click.
There was no okay, click. You call people's houses?
And by the way, we fully abide by the do not call list rule.
We are all on it. You cannot call anybody. And what are you talking about? What you you sick. Okay,
I'm calling
Alice, I need to know, what is your tax number?
What?
And we, Alice, here's what we do. The organization I'm a part of, I know three people have died, literally. We will find out who all your female relatives are, and they will never, ever be off any list. Do you understand? We will find out who, like, Alex is. You would do that. All of your female relatives. And then we will go to your teachers. Your taxes will be audited every single year for the rest of your life. It will not even be a smidgen of the pain that you caused by your telemarketing. You nasty son of a bitch. You are a murderer. You're a hater. You're a
loner.
If every telemarketer could call every number, there could not be private phone calls. People die. People have hernias that rupture. People's appendices. People cannot call their ambulances. Because you are worse than any terrorist. And we will find out. I will
what?
Go to my lawyer, the police.
And then she stops.
No, there's
outside.
More.
We will fight out you and your family, and you will be on every telemarketing list in the world.
That sounds like
you'll be on every. Your phone will never stop ringing.
Coming up.
Your taxes will be audited.
You son of a. You son of a bitch. She said it twice in a row. Because he's so mad.
You are a life destroyer. You are a terrorist. You are a life destroyer. You are a nasty human being. You deserve every pain known to man. If we find out your last name, there'll be charges brought. Do you understand? Every year for the rest of your life, you and your family's taxes will be audited.
Why doesn't he hang up?
Like a threat to
he
me.
Could.
Yes, this is a threat. Because they're calling my number. Oh my
in which case, I'm glad
that is a felony. That is a felony. My house has been broken into. And yeah, it's a threat. It's a legal threat. Compared to what you've done to us. So we will have your taxes audited? You're a lying, cruel, you're a lying, cruel criminal.
Okay.
And all of your family will be on every call. Is it interesting? You consider that a threat?
Man, I'd love to meet this lady.
It doesn't really bother me. I'm already.
Okay, they will never ever sleep.
I wonder if she's a good lay.
Before we got our freaking off our phone rang every 10 or 15 minutes all night.
I fucked my dead grandma.
And that was just in three states.
I think she'd be a feisty one in a sack.
We'll never, ever, ever, ever be able to have the normal listed phone number.
Well, with a Joe Franz dick, you might get away with shutting her up.
Dude, imagine being married to that bitch.
Imagine.
Okay, do you have any grandmother?
It's still going on.
Never, ever, ever be able to have the normal phone number. That's okay with you?
Yeah.
Your parents, they get called every 5 or 10 minutes, every 24 hours a day?
I already do.
And you think that's okay?
It doesn't bother me, ma'am.
Dude, this girl's a firecracker in a sack.
Nah, she's a dead guy.
No, then you're an abuser. Okay, so you don't... So
this girl
you
can
ignore
fuck.
What your children do.
She can no, fuck if I hear the pause dream. From the predictive dialer, I would just hang up if I don't feel like that.
This girl...
So what if you're eating dinner or going to the bathroom?
She would have this temperament
have
in the
up,
sack.
Or do you take the phone to the table so you hear the pause and hang up?
You know, if I wasn't able to get to the phone, I'd just let it ring, and if it's important, they'll...
No, so your family lets the phone ring the whole time? You son of a bitch! What an abusive... So you never have conversations, you never listen to music, you never watch movies, you never talk, because the phone is ringing all the time? You're lying, you son of a bitch. I'm getting it calmed down.
You son of a bitch,
Where you live, the phone never stops ringing, and that's okay with you? Because that is one reason we can have social services go to your home.
I hope they play this tape in court someday.
He's life-setter.
It won't go to court, but it will go to your superiors. And we certainly are calling and asking about any Alex. And if you're laughing, we have a list here. If you don't know this date, that is odd. I am very blocked. We have a list here of deaths because of calls.
Deaths.
I would think that you'd have a hard time proving that, but okay.
They've already been called. I mean, they've already gone to court. People who have died. people who could not get to ambulances,
oh, God.
People who had miscarriages, people who could not dial 911, people who could not sleep all night because of the calls.
She's at a whole new level.
We take him to court, you bet.
I've never been this
mad. And you're laughing, so you're saying your phone never stopped ringing, and your family doesn't care?
Over phone calls. Just put your phone on silence, you dumb whore.
Well, your wife will leave you, believe me. But you have, so what was this about the children don't care?
So you're
there with the children, you were lying about that?
I said,
you have a family. Yeah, and you said, yes, I'm sure scared that the phone rings every day. We just don't answer it.
Everybody has a family.
Where do you get the energy for this?
The children,
so you laughed at me and ridiculed me?
I'm not laughing at you, ma'am.
You said, I'd like to hear this played back in court. I'm actually supposed to get your last name and call the police. You don't have to call a human being. And so if we had to call and block every number, that we would have to do battery 10 minutes.
Sounds like you have a lot to do with
you
your time.
You are a terrorist.
Loser.
Okay.
You are a rapist. You are
a rapist. That's a pretty harsh accusation.
Are you kidding? What, you
oh my
drinking?
God.
You have a girlfriend who is gang raped.
What does that have to do with telemarketing?
It's much more of an invasion and that more permanent pain, more life destruction, more permanent life destruction, home destruction, life destruction.
Shut up.
We cannot win.
I've never been this mad.
Yes, are you kidding that you don't compare yourself with rape? And when it went to court, was compared to the level of abuse where the purple person is unconscious and permanently damaged.
Purple person?
I was
it was compared to that level of physical abuse, and that brought it up to a first class felony. You SOB.
SOB? She says, I like government SOB.
It is so life destroying that people cannot function
as
a family or in their workplace or sleeping. You are a hurter here, life destroyer, every breath. You are worse than anything we're fighting in Iraq.
You are an abuser.
You are a hater.
I'd rape you so hard that your asshole pussy would be
I understand.
I'll find out who the Alex is who works all the down to the work for your company. You will all be audited. And if that's, and be on every phone list, and if that's
dude, that's
a threat,
that's called crystal meth.
Nasty. You hurt people for a living. You ruined their life. You ruined homes. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Where do you get the energy for this?
Your life's been ruined since you came out of your mom's pussy.
I'll tell you what, I bet you that girl's a firecracker in the sack.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
Yeah, look at what you like, bro.
All that passion coming out, just
that's something that you're into, aren't you?
Yeah. You marry that.
I like girls, you know.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He
would fucking marry that scumbag.
I know, he probably would.
I just met my true love.
Let's hear about your true love.
Have you ever gotten that mad, Novak? Have you ever gotten that mad about anything? I can't believe it.
I can't get my drugs. What I used to do.
Right. Oh, that was good. Wait, so who submitted that? Did the woman record that or did the telemarketer leak
that? No, I just got it right now.
That's great.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, but it is time to go. So,
man.
Carissa, yeah. California-ish.
Yeah, all right, I'm ending this with a song. There's a band from Philly called Preston Swift. They're playing at the Note in, like, 5 days. They're pretty good. The song is called Lifeboat.
And Missy is the hottest girls ever.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Why are you trying to fucking cheat on my best friend's wife?
Yeah, no bad.
All right, here we go. Preston Swift, Ready Bam, later.
Fuck you. Die in the way home.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band.
Radio Bam, every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.